program tonight is presented with no intermission, and we ask that you please respect your fellow audience members by silencing your cell phone, and no flash photography, please. Thanks again for coming to TCAN. Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome Paula back to our stage. She was raised in Rockport and studied at Berklee College of Music and toured with Peter Gabriel, all before winning the Best New Artist Grammy in 1997. She's a truly gifted artist, and we're delighted to have her back here at TCAN. Would you please give a warm welcome to Paula Cole?
Central New England village, Rockport, Massachusetts. And, you know, growing up in the angst of my teens, I wanted to leave it. And I wanted to be different. And marry somebody not like my father and not be like my mother at all. And of course, that didn't work out very well, did it? You know, one divorce later, and with my sweet David, who was like my father, even physically, 6'4" and with a beard, and I'm a lot like my mother, and I'm back in my hometown. So, this goes to my mother, who is with my daughter. So I can be here. did the best we could being so young. We tried so hard to build a happy home. Sacrificed our dreams to motherhood, waiting and waiting to be understood fully. Sacrificed our years to the family, waiting and waiting to be heard finally. And she said, so grateful for the great Jim Henry on guitar.
Thank you.
And I just spent a week in Chicago, or in Minneapolis, Chicago, and I'm just not like the other moms at school. It would be nice to run into a touring mom, but that's just so rare. It's just such a rarity. So I'm aching a little bit for that. I'm aching for my role models and my companions in this music business. And as I go out and I fly my body from city to city and I sing, and I feel a little sad tonight because we lost our, he'll come back, but we lost our sweet Frankie D. You see, this is a loyal little family, a little touring family. And Frankie D, my sound engineer, he's a Vietnam vet and sweet guy. We call him Farmer Frank, and he makes gorgeous sound for us. And so his wife of 47 years just kind of suddenly died, and he had to go home from Minneapolis back to New Jersey. And I want to thank our in-house sound engineer, Joe, who's doing a wonderful job. I want to give it up to you, Joe. Thank you so much for pushing it. Also lost our drummer tonight, so we had to. We were supposed to have a drummer, but his wife, her back went out, so here we are. Survivors on the stage, man. The show must go on. So, you know, in my tenderness and my nostalgia for what I've been doing now for over 20 years in this crazy music business, it comes back to this, is I love you. That's what it really is I love you. And when I'm not doing this, I kind of become unhappy. And even though doing this is difficult, it's difficult. I'm not like the bombs, and I miss my family when I go. But I never lose my gratitude for you showing up in the rain. So I want to tell you that I love you. Platonically.
Oh.
soul. The future showed itself to me. The God of you, the God of me, stood together like two trees. I was so shy to inquire if you'd like tea sometimes. But then my mercury got savings to look forward to tonight.
Shouting in misery.
Drive into the night, to the hill, to the water tower, lying on my back, and drinking the meteor shower, going mad in the half lane as I do now. Don't think Copernicus and Cartwheel, Homer and his existence, pondering the sky.
Rising of the double XX, a man.
Still no questions, right? Berkeley. I leave periodically to... Berkeley's asked me to teach, and I love them. That's my alma mater, you see. And I teach, and they treat me well, so I can go off and do my thing. Yes, no, they're treating me well. And I'm getting asked for that kind of position, more like life advice and the maternal aspect of giving that, which I'm just embracing that. It's coming to me. And this week that I spent in Chicago was also at another university where they have an excellent music program, and these kids, really talented, beautiful singers, musicians, they learned like, I don't know, 15 songs in the Paula Cole songbook, and they put on this concert with me and for me. And I felt, it really gave me tears, like to hear my whole, so much of my catalog being performed by these beautiful singers. So it kind of made me want like a one-woman show or a Broadway musical, right? I mean, like Carole King and Billy Joel, why not roll a roll, right?
Why not Paula Cole, right?
So, but I think my songs would do well in that kind of cinematic quality. Anyway, putting that out there, right? All right. This next song was written for Solomon Burke. This producer Don was asked me to write a couple songs for him, and I'm gonna sing them as a woman to a woman.
Things we promised are true, like better for us and loving as well as we could. The most beautiful woman I witnessed, I knew when your eyes met my eyes, the things we miracles inside and died. Thank you. hour. Our fingers touch through the glass. I'm crossing my heart, I'm crossing the days in my book. Still you ride at the hour, still you stay married to me. Oh, wild love, we live through this.
Such an impression on me. Yes, and I remember walking through the town with my family the morning after the storm subsided, and there were just houses, house after house, wiped off, roofs ripped off, and our beloved motif number one, of course, kind of a sad, crumbled thing. And wow. And I walked by those statues in Gloucester, like the Gloucester fishermen. And now the woman. And this is my newest song. It'll be coming on a new album next spring, hopefully. And I recorded these songs here in Massachusetts, and this week I'll be mixing these songs in Massachusetts. Yeah. And this song was the very last song to be written. And this song comes from the perspective of the woman waiting for her fisherman to come home. And this song is called Gloucester Harbor Shore.
But a lonely woman waiting at the and swallowing our vessels in the night. I work the piers, I raise a door and land our little son. How will we manage without you, without a father's love?
is a love song. This is a song of appreciation. If you're so fortunate to be here tonight with someone you love in any way, I'm insisting you take this 5-minute cuddle opportunity. And I want you to feel a thigh, or a knee, or a foot, or a hand. You're so lucky. This is it. And if you're not,
same again.
taken me so many places, like a foreign exchange student, almost a, one of the most interesting was when we performed for the troops for Christmas in 97. We were flown, you know, London, Bahrain, and then from the base in Bahrain onto one of those little, I don't know the names of these things, but that little airplane that gets caught with a cable on top of an aircraft carrier. And it was incredible. It was also scary. I mean, Lloyd's of London had declared the deck of the USS George Washington the most dangerous place in the world at that point. Actually, when I performed for the troops, it was on the USS George Washington. There were about, I don't know, there were several thousand, an enormous, like, hollow deck inside. And when we sang Carmen, and I sang that line, I want to be drunk, I want to be high, because there's no, you know, nothing allowed on the ship. You should have heard me on it. And then after the show, they went downstairs and they fought. They beat each other up because there just was no way to get higher. The road. It's a monkish place or the complete opposite. And in that spirit, this song was written, and this song is called Billy Joe.
Burn twice so soon. Thank you.
comfy folder.
Yes.
Deep in the pocket. You're going to be a drummer. Can you hold it for like 7 minutes?
Thank you.
on-site guitar. Thank you very much. Preserving this old demo tape, a 1990s demo tape when I was busy. You know, I'm a nomad with this silly music thing that I do. So, and I've lost a lot of music, original music, but my mother preserved this song for me and drew it out when I was collecting songs for Carmen. And this was a very arty period of my life. I was living in New York City. I was in my 20s, and I was doing my early shows in these little cool clubs. David Byrne was an early supporter, showing up to my shows. And this, I don't know, I liked this song. This song is called Manitoba. Falling off of the Arctic Circle inside of you. Trigger word changes you. just the profile of rage in you. Through the venue that there are two people here, Anthony and Wendy, who are engaged today in honor of coming to this concert. And thank you for coming to my concert, Anthony and Wendy, and making that a special day. And I hope you have a wonderful, long, healthy, happy marriage. And they requested this song, which Jim doesn't know, and I don't know the piano for it, so I'm just going to sing it a cappella. The very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring, and here you are.
the shadows fall and spread misty charms in the hush of night. While I'm in your arms, I feel your lips so warm and tender.
Thank you.
and say a little prayer for her. You know that if we are to stay alive and see the peace in every eye, I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over. I want to know that, what will it be?
so happy, and you took that job in Tennessee.